Good morning, Bucks County. What is up out there? Going to be calling Spain today. I know, it's just, I've been so busy, and I've got so many people just calling in, getting lined up for the show, because my podcasts are getting known internationally. Definitely out in France, and Spain, Germany, the UK, in Ireland. Very, very fascinating that my podcasts are really hitting big out there. But also here in the United States, I've got a huge following, and my podcasts are heard throughout the world. And we are definitely working on getting sponsorships, affiliate marketing. I'm actually going to be talking to the Chamber of Commerce to help me out, because what's happening is all these podcasts are generating help for so many individuals, for businesses. It is something that I wasn't expecting. And I'm super thrilled about this and to help so many people. One of the things that just recently happened is that I am now a Breaker affiliate. So what I do on Breaker is I create campaigns for musicians, for bands, for people that podcast, for any individual, for any business out there. I can take that on Breaker, make a campaign, and then I can cross-promote it right into the podcast. So that just happened. That is brand new. Okay, so that's going to be something that you'll want to look into. Check in with me on that. And then recently, we just did the Aquiline Drones podcast with Barry Alexander. That was yesterday. That has a huge following in France. And you can check that podcast out. Just make sure you download it on any platform that you are listening to. Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, wherever you're listening to. I have not done the YouTube videos yet. I'm a little behind schedule. I'm sorry about that. But my dogs, Hercules and Sam, they have not been well. They both cannot walk. It's so heartbreaking. So I am trying my best to get caught up on the YouTube, on those YouTube podcasts. So just stand by. Just, you know, stay with me on this. I've got a lot going on. I'm doing translations for the podcast specifically on Aquiline Drones. I'm doing that in French. I'll be doing it in German and Spanish. I also will probably take this to today's podcast with Denise from Spain. Beautiful place. My goodness. I can't wait to go there. I can't wait till this pandemic is over and I can travel a little bit. But it's just a beautiful place, and she has a lot to offer many women and many individuals out there throughout the world. So there's going to be some great information coming out of that. But I will translate that and transcribe it into Spanish and probably French also. So we have some, you know, just great information out there. You know, I wasn't expecting my Instagram to hit, you know, 9,000, become a affiliate marketer with Amazon, become into this Breaker situation. There's just so much to do and so much to get done. You know, working for an author, getting his covers done, getting his ebook done, getting it into audiobook at some point. So much. I just, I'm happy to be busy. You know, I didn't think the pandemic was going to allow me to get into this, to this marketing, into all this social media, into the broadcasting, into the podcasting. It's a venture, definitely a big adventure. So let's give Denise a call here. It looks like we are about a minute away, because I told her I would give her a call at 11 o'clock. Denise, this is Bucks County Bites. As we spoke before, I was so excited to have you here and have you speak and talk about everything that you do. But I would love for you to go ahead and introduce to our audience out there, which is worldwide, and tell them
all right
who you are, where you're from. Tell us, you know, give us a little information of, you know, what you're able to provide for people there in your country, as well as the world. so much information.
Thank you, Martha. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes. Let's see where we start.
Okay.
My name is Denise Klischan. I'm German. I was born and raised in Germany. And since 2004, I have been living on the island of Ibiza in Spain. It's a very small island in the Spanish Mediterranean. I'm a lawyer. I run my own law firm here in Spain. And I'm a life coach as well. And this is with regards to my professional life. And with regards to my private life, I love being with people. I love listening to people's life stories. And I'm a passionate Rotarian. I really think that Rotary is a great organization. And I'm very, very active in this Rotary world. And I'm member of the Rotary International Women's Group that was set up in spring this year. And, well, this is another part of my active private life.
You're a busy woman. I'm not even sure how you're managing everything between being a lawyer and running this women's Rotary group. My gosh, how do you find time to even like handle your cases and handle all that? This is 24/7 job. You must be part robot. You're part human and part
robot.
It's
true. It's an active life. That's for sure. I think we all know when it's about doing things you like, you don't feel you're working. It's I really love my job. I love what I'm doing for Rotary. So this drives me. But obviously, I'm not doing anything of this on my own. It's all about having a good team around you that gives you motivation and that you can share work with. So it's all about this. And my work, my office consists of four women.
Wow.
I don't know why, but I always end up with women.
You help women. That's what draws me to having you here, because there's a lot of women out there. They're struggling right now and they need to hear good stories, how they can help others, how they can help themselves. And then they're going to hear your story, because you did have an amazing story when I spoke to you last time. That's why I was like, I need to have you tell how you went from Germany. You ended up over on the island. You're over in Spain. And you have this wonderful business. And now you have a team of women that are helping you to manage all this, to do all this, you know, between the Rotary and being a lawyer. It's incredible. Incredible story.
Well, yes, it is a story. That's true. The story began 16 years ago when I found myself in Germany in a situation where I was in a job where I could no longer stay. Because this firm didn't go well, so they would not be able to pay any of the employees any longer. So I knew I had to reinvent myself. I had to find a new job. And at that time, also, a personal relationship went down. So I was free like a bird. And I thought, okay, go for it. I always had the dream of living in Spain. I heard myself saying I will live in Spain one day already since I have been a little girl. And I don't know where this comes from, but this dream was still alive at that time. And I thought, okay, this is the chance to do it, because the older we get, the more established our lives are. It's difficult to change. So this was a great opportunity to start from scratch. So I thought, okay, I try to get a job in Spain. And I did get a job in Spain.
You had your law degree, and you got that in Germany. Am I correct?
Yes.
Could practice in Germany, but then you went to Spain, and now you're doing a practice there. What did you have to do to? Is that cross? You know, you can cross country. You can go from like France and Germany to Spain and be able to practice law.
Yes.
Oh, yes. So it's like
it's
an international
law.
It's
a huge advantage of the European Union, Martha, because the European Union has the idea that all citizens that live in that union are able to choose wherever they want to live. So we don't need visa to just change country. And that's with regards of being acknowledged without academic title, you need to go through a process. So I'm a Spanish and German licensed lawyer because I did a law exam in Spain as well.
Okay.
But it was much easier for me than if I had come from a non-European country. So it's really something that inside the European Union is very much supported to make it easy for all of us citizens to move from one country to the other and also being able to work. You don't need an extra work permit when you come from Germany to Spain.
That's so interesting. So,
nor would I need it in France or something like that.
So what if you had a woman here in this country? Say if you had a woman who's my niece, she's a lawyer. She got her degree up in Boston. And so if she wanted to go, she would have to be she'd have to be a resident of somebody like in another country in order to get that law degree. She couldn't just go, I want to move to France or Spain or the UK. And she couldn't practice in international. She couldn't do that.
For a non-European Union citizen, it's a hurdle to become resident in a country of the European Union. And then it's a hurdle to get a work permit.
Yes.
And then it's a hurdle whatever work you're doing, because if you get a work permit, you could work in a grocery store at the cash desk.
But you could not be a lawyer or a doctor.
So if you have a law degree from the US or if you're a doctor from the US, probably it's quite a big challenge to get these degrees acknowledged in the European Union.
Unless you are...
I was in the lucky position.
That's interesting. Very interesting. Because I know, I could be a dual resident of Ireland because of my ancestors. They have to be so many years. And then you say, all right, it's only been 20 years, 30 years. I think that you can become that dual resident. So you could do that and almost, get a degree maybe in the, in Ireland. Say I could get that law degree and be able to practice there.
Yes, absolutely. If you have an Irish passport, you could just become resident in Ireland. And with this, are allowed to have the same freedom as any other European Union citizen.
Yeah, but there's only a couple countries that do that.
So this made it much easier for me to move to Spain and start this new life. And this is where it all started in 2004.
Not that long ago.
Yes, it was 16 years. We are in 2020 already.
Right. Oh, yeah. We know what 2020 is, yes. So 16 years you've been doing... Okay, so 16 years you've been there.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And it changed your life when you did this.
Completely, completely. I came here all on my own. I didn't know anybody on this island. I just had this job offer, and I thought, okay, I'm going to take it. And I can still go. I thought, this is not a decision for the rest of my life. I can still go to another place. If in a year or two it turns out I'm not happy, I can just move on. As you see, I did not move on.
I stayed here. Apparently you must love it there, even though you didn't know anybody when you moved. So you were, this person, you were by yourself, didn't know anybody, but you had an opportunity. And you never left.
Absolutely.
You love the country. You love where you live. And I've seen what it looks like. It's beautiful there. I used one of your photos yesterday in one of my Zoom meetings as a virtual background. And they said,
How nice.
They're like, where is that? I said, it's in Spain. It's beautiful. She's one of my... one of the clients that's coming on. She's going to interview on my podcast. And I couldn't help it. It was just gorgeous. I pretended I was in Spain.
Nice.
It was gorgeous.
It is. It's kind of a little paradise that we live in. And obviously, it's such a small island. It has lots of rural areas. We are 150,000 people living on the whole island, spread into villages.
Gosh.
And so it's really like a tiny village. On the other hand, I think... in relation to the amount of people living here, it's the most cosmopolitan place on Earth because we are officially more than 90 different nationalities registered amongst the citizens that are living here.
Amazing.
So just take any village in the US with 150,000 people, but imagine there are people from more than 90 countries living.
Oh, that's amazing. That's just, so I, this it is, makes this me want to come more. It's very inspiring.
Absolutely, yes, because you have a continuous exchange of cultures and lifestyles, and it's such a small place, but actually there is room for everybody, for every kind of lifestyle, and this is what I like. We have
so you have your free type of life. Yeah, and you have your law business there. And so what area are you specializing in with your law firm that you have there in Spain?
We are only doing real estate law.
Okay.
Our clients come from all over the world, from any country, and they buy summer houses here in Ibiza. It's any kind of people. They're very wealthy clients buying their dream villas, but they're also, let's say, more normal people who have been saving their money for the past years, and then they buy a little apartment just to have a place to escape to in their holidays. So it's nice because we have clients from many, many different countries.
Oh, I'm sure
and,
you do.
So we have a big exchange with all of them. And they are here on holidays. When we meet them, they're always very much relaxed and in a very good mood. It's really nice.
I'm sure it is. So how is that? It's interesting to know that the people that have, they're from all over different countries and they have a place there. With the pandemic situation, with this crisis, are those people, are they there, or they might be in their countries, they might not be allowed to leave. So that has to be difficult for them. So I know if you're here in the US, not necessarily that they can travel to Spain, because nobody wants us, because we're such a diseased country right now. Our numbers are extremely high. You know, I've talked to many people, they can't go where they want to. They just can't. They're not allowed to. So that makes it really hard.
Yes.
And I know our friend Donna, I know that she's here in the States. And I know that she has a place there. And I guess she can't go over there right now. She's not able to be there, I believe. I'll have to check
with
her.
To be honest, I don't know what the current situation is, because it seems to change for every country every week.
I know.
And we don't have the same rules for all countries, because it depends also very much how the situation in each country is.
Right, so some countries are fine.
I know that some people some countries say when you come back from Spain, you have to quarantine. Mm-hmm. And others say you just have to make a test. So, honestly, I don't really know.
So you have to check.
But it is true that people couldn't come for quite a while.
Right, for a while they could not. No, I'll have to check into that. You know, I'll have to check with Donna too and see what the situation is from here to Spain, or from Spain over to here.
Yes.
Yeah, everything's different.
My American clients have not come so far this year.
No, I'm
they
sure.
They were not allowed to.
Yeah, well, we're, like I said, our numbers are climbing into tens and tens of thousands by the day. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's really
this
horrible.
This is so sad.
That's why I think
it's a very tough experience we're doing.
It is very, very hard. So, but just tell me more about you have this real estate, you have the law firm, and you're helping so many people out there. I mean, I know that when we were talking, you had such an inspirational story with the Rotary Club and everything that you do. You're an amazing, powerful woman. And I don't know if you've realized that or not, but you have incredible drive.
I think we
drive.
Are all powerful women, Martha. Ooh,
yeah,
we
in
all
so
have
many ways.
This amazing power inside us. It's true. And during the lockdown, I just, all of a sudden, I received a WhatsApp from another Rotarian. She's from Nigeria. She's also an incredible woman. And she asked me if I wanted to join a women's WhatsApp group from only Rotarian women. And obviously, I wanted. And this group was founded by Shamila Nagarajan. I have to mention her name because she's really doing history.
Wow.
She is Rotarian from London. And she has created this group because she thought we have to do something. We can't just only sit at home. And within only 3 days, she gathered more than 240 female Rotarians in that group from in more than 20 countries.
Did you say 3 days she did that?
I did say 3 days.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
And we have, we got more countries involved in the meantime. She is an amazing networker. She really has a vision of creating something new together and making this world a better place. And shortly after having this group put together, we started doing Zoom meetings so we could meet each other. And we got aware of this amazing impact that such a big worldwide group would have. So we thought, we have to do something with that, something really useful. And so we were talking about potential projects we could do on a global level, worldwide. And I learned that in Asia, mainly in India, and also in many African countries, girls and women do not have access to sanitary products when they menstruate. I think for you and me, shocking. This is something we can't imagine.
No, it's absolutely shocking. I cannot imagine in some countries that they don't have this available. They don't have it available, you know, to us and
exactly.
Like, you have it, but to know that some of these countries, that's terrible that they don't have any access to.
We're talking about millions of girls and women, and obviously it's a question of dignity to being provided with access to water and access to sanitary products. But it goes even a step further. Well, now we could discuss if there is something more important than dignity, but I just wanted to say, apart from that, it means practical consequences in their daily life, because if a girl starts menstruating in the age of 10, 11, 12 years, and she has no sanitary products, those days she's missing at school, she's going to stay at home to sit and wait these days going over. And so obviously after this is not happening once a year, it's happening obviously every month. So after a while, she's going to completely lose connection, and she will drop school. They all drop school earlier or later. So these girls all end up dropping school at age of 13, 14.
Oh my gosh.
And they have no basic education.
That's terrible.
This means for a woman's life. It is. It is terrible because they will never have a self-determined life. They will be never able to earn a minimum amount of own money. And imagine also the economic impact for a country. Imagine in the US, no woman would be working.
No, no.
What would this mean for the economic system of the United States?
That's unfathomable. I cannot picture that. If you were a woman in the United States and you have your monthly flow, you have your period, and now you can't go to school, you can't go to work, you can't do these things just because of that?
Exactly.
And
my reaction was exactly like yours. I couldn't believe it. And I thought, it's 21st century. We are flying to the moon and back.
Women are pilots. Women are astronauts. Women are amazing because they can do anything. You know, a long time ago, they weren't allowed to do these things. And now it's opened up. You know, the glass ceiling is broken. It's smashed. And women are going to, physicists, you name it. They're doing everything, anything. And because you have a period that you cannot. Oh, no. This is just, it's unheard
of. Which is the most natural thing alive.
It's what happens.
This is why we said this is our field of action. We are 240 women from, 30 countries. So this is where we have to work on, because we can't allow in 21st century millions of women suffering this situation.
Why is it
it's
not
obviously
been
more than only providing?
Why just now, though? Like, why all of a sudden, like, see, people are starting to recognize this? You've recognized it, and now you're going to make something happen. You have an incredible group of women, but why wasn't this heard of or spoke about before 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
Well, I have been asked this before, and the only answer I can think of is that there are always too many men ruling the world, and they don't see these problems.
They don't
see it.
It's
not the male problem. Although, we have to say, this is very important, it's not a female problem only either. Mm-hmm. I think it's a social problem that is important to all of us. So we have been establishing in the past months a complete, very, very detailed concept how to deal with that situation. We have established a group of very specialized women that work as gynecologists, obstetricians, or on a voluntary field in this area as social workers. We have very, very highly skilled women in that group who are very specialized on women's health. And together with these women, we have established a structure how in the whole world, women can approach our group, or men as well, if they want to do project on menstrual health, they can approach us as well. And we can provide help and expertise, and there will always be someone available for anybody on the planet who knows your cultural, religious, and national background. So we have put a group together that we call the regional directors. Because when somebody from Africa calls me to raise a project on menstrual health, I'm not the right person to give assessment because I'm not familiar with African culture. Mm-hmm. With they may call me from a Muslim country. I may not be familiar with religious backgrounds regarding female privacy. We have now women from all over the world, thanks to this amazing group that we have, that are skilled on this topic of menstrual health and hygiene, but they come from the different countries. So wherever you call me from, I can give you the contact of one of these women that is the most matching women for your cultural background where you want to do the project.
That's fantastic. Unbelievable. So all this information, I will make sure all these links are made sure they're in that podcast because this is heard throughout, you know, throughout the world. So that information can go, who knows where it will go? Who knows who's going to listen to this and hear you?
And like, yes.
Oh, they're like, we didn't know that that even existed. And now we can contact you and you'll have the information for that person to help out. Oh my gosh.
Of course.
That's incredible.
For the moment, you can find us on Facebook. There is RIW Menstrual Health. This is our group. And we have applied at Rotary International to be acknowledged as a Rotary Action Group for Menstrual Health and Hygiene, which would mean that we are an independent internationally working group under the umbrella of Rotary International.
Wow.
And hopefully at the beginning of next year, we will be acknowledged.
Oh my gosh.
So then we will have the homepage. Then it will be more formal and more official. Mm-hmm. But at least for now,
I make sure we have that group information. You said it's a Facebook group that you have right now?
Yes.
Okay. We have to make sure that
RIW Menstrual Health.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll make sure we get those links put in there because, like, you know, Amazon, they can pull up this podcast on Amazon and they'll see that. And that information is all in there. That's wonderful. I can't
believe
I just can't believe how fast she pulled that group together, all these women, in a matter of days.
Well, you see how quick things can go viral nowadays. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the circumstances that were very much in our favor because, first of all, we are all completely digitalized. The other thing is we were all sitting at home. We had time.
We couldn't do
much more than looking at our mobile phone.
Right. There's a lot you can do when you're home at all times. You're working from home, so you can do more because your office is right there. You don't have to commute back and forth. That saves a ton of time. There's less to do.
We couldn't go out. We couldn't meet anybody.
Right.
So it was so easy to be in contact via WhatsApp. And
this is a blessing in many ways.
And Rotarians are usually good, very good networkers as well. So Rotarians would not answer usually. Mm-hmm. This is my experience.
Wow.
Usually when you approach somebody and say, look, I'm from Rotary Club so-and-so, we have this project running, usually they give you an answer. They say yes or no, but usually they're interested in projects. So
I will have to
make the connection a little bit easier.
I have to make sure that some of my former clients, and I, at one point I had 75 lawyers that I worked with, traveled with, and I'll have to make sure that they get this information because they might be able to help out on some level. I mean, there is a lot of women lawyers I know and men lawyers too. So if they have an interest in this, they could maybe become helpful, become part of it.
Yes.
I'm hoping that this...
It would be great.
I'll do an email campaign.
I was surprised. Thank you so much. This is a great support. I was surprised to see that this topic in Europe and in the US and also in Australia is not not very popular.
No, it's not.
It's very I think I know why. It's we have everything we need. We don't have this awareness about the needs, but apart from providing women in the needy areas with sanitary products, it's also an ecologic problem. Imagine how much menstrual waste every woman is creating throughout her whole life. And this is all plastic waste. This is absolutely, it's a nightmare for our planet.
It is.
And
it's
imagine
a lot
we can
of waste.
Reduce this waste. We have ecologic alternatives like silicone menstruation cups. They're just amazing.
Now this
These cups
this
are fantastic.
I'm blown away by this. We talked about this previously. And I was like, wait, what? So you really have to explain this and tell people this is an amazing, amazing situation. So who came up with this?
They're not that new. We just, yes, I learned all this in that group, obviously. These are they're little cups made of very, very soft silicone. And they're introduced into the vagina and they catch the blood. So you can wear them up to 12 hours per day. Imagine this. So you put it in, you forget completely about it. You can do whatever you want. You do sports, you go running, you go swimming.
Oh my gosh.
You don't worry at all. And after 12 hours, you just take it out, empty, clean it and put it in again. You have no waste at all. No trash at all. And it's completely comfortable. I admit it takes a while to get familiar with it because if you have never used it before, it's a bit tricky at the beginning. But after the set period, you just use it as if you had never used anything.
So you
different.
Need like a training video for the people, for the women.
There are many training videos.
Training videos.
In YouTube,
on this.
There are so many training videos, but just try. I mean, it's really not difficult.
Oh my gosh. This is just, it's just overwhelming. I can't believe there's something like this out there. So anybody in the world, any woman could use this and this is no waste. It just changes everything.
It changes ecologically. It changes absolutely everything. And economically as well. A cup like this.
Oh, right.
Costs maybe like between $15 and $20 and you can use it for 10 years.
The money that you can just save, the impact
thousands
of
dollars
the world.
You're saving.
Think about the cost savings, the impact of the world.
Yes.
Now that's just something you just know that I'm going to do that because I'm going to help the planet. I'm going to save a ton of money. They just need to learn how to use it properly.
But this is really easy. If you look up in YouTube, there are so many videos. And this is why I'm saying, Martha, it's not only a third world problem. It's
worldwide.
Something that everybody in the world can contribute to a better environment and to less wasting money. I mean, Scotland has just decided that all girls at school will be provided with sanitary products without any cost. This is the first country in the world.
Scotland's done that.
All Scottish girls that go to school, they will find sanitary products there. for free, which is
incredible.
So this is an action against period poverty that exists also in the middle of the European Union, and I'm sure it exists also in the US.
Oh, I'm sure it does in many states.
So it's lots of money for women who have to turn around every dollar twice before wasting it. Yes. So I think this is something we really have to be aware of. So it is also something we can take care of in our, let's say, developed countries like the US, Canada, Australia, the European countries. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's not because people don't have access to those articles, but at least it's because of our environment and because of our pocket money.
Who came up with this? Who produced this? Who came up with the idea? And how long has it been
the
out?
Silicon cups?
Yeah, how long has it been around?
Good question. I think they have been around already for 15 years or something.
Do you know the company or the person?
I didn't even know myself, because they're kind of not very visible anywhere. In Spain, for example, you can only buy them in pharmacies. I think this is wrong. You have to buy them in grocery stores. You have to buy them everywhere.
You should be able to get this on an Amazon. You should be able to buy this on Amazon.
I'm sure you can get them. I'm sure you can get them on Amazon. I think there's nothing you can't buy on Amazon.
All right. You know what? We are going to do this right now. We're going to pull this up on my Amazon app right now. I am looking this up. And what is the name? What is the name of this? What is there? Is there a
menstruation cup?
Okay.
Menstruation cup.
So we're doing this right now on our podcast because I need to get this out. There it is.
I'm sure you will find it.
Oh, there it is. I have it. I have it. Oh my gosh, there it is. It is a soft cup. There's 14. Oh my gosh, look at this. There's quite a few of them. And they're affordable.
Nowadays, there are so many factories producing
them. Oh my gosh, look at all of these. And how can people not know about this? This is like a huge list of menstrual cups. All companies.
Well, when you look TV, how many ads have you seen on menstrual cups?
Obviously, never.
Otherwise, you would know.
Okay, we're going to have to put
In the women's magazines, how many ads have you seen in the women's magazines? Obviously, none. So, obviously, they're not going to do good ads. I don't know why.
I don't know why
either.
I cannot believe.
But if you imagine you go to a grocery or a drugstore where you buy just your, like your sanitary napkins, or any or your shampoo, there you should see the cups. They should be just next to tampons and Tampax and all the other sanitary products, so I can choose. And but if they're not there and I have to go to a pharmacy, how would I know?
Look at the ratings, and they're almost 5-star ratings on thousands and thousands of people buying this. There's one that has 15,000 reviews, almost a 5-star, which is called Lena menstrual cup. It's one of the highest rating ones on here, but they're all good. Oh, you have opened up people's
very different
eyes.
Ones.
My gosh.
And I think sometimes it's worse not to buy the cheapest ones because they may have not the best quality of silicone. They may be a little bit harsh to wear. Mm-hmm. So the softer silicone is a better quality, and this is much more comfortable. So it's worth maybe not to spend only $5 or $7, but like
not
12
even,
or 15.
I mean, here's one, this Lena product, which is $24.90, and it's just highly rated because then you get how many you have. Let's see how many you get. They have a large pack that it's plenty of those. My gosh.
Well, actually, you just need one.
Yeah, you only need
you
one.
You just need
and
one.
They
and
last
you use it
a long time.
Years.
You get different colors too. Purple and pink and blue. Oh my gosh.
Okay, this is the fun part about it.
This is incredible. You, like I said, between what this information will go out there to the world. This is, it's sustainable. No chemicals.
Younger girls are already using them. Many younger girls are using them.
But
it's more like the 30 plus because they don't really know about it. And,
yes, they need to learn.
Yes, you have to become aware. And this is why I also like the campaign of our Rotary Women's Group, because we are doing bi-weekly Zoom meetings. Every second week we meet on Saturdays, and we talk about different topics, but also about menstrual health.
You're impacting the world. So we're
informing people.
Denise, you're making a huge impact on the world by doing this. By all That's of you being together. That's why
I said I had to name Shamila, because actually she was creating this group. She really had the vision of doing something great for the world. And I think indeed this group is making history. So it's the first time in the history of Rotary. Rotary has been founded in 1915. So it's been quite a long time. Yeah. While ago.
It's the first time that's a pure female initiative.
It has never happened before that only women together raised a completely new global project.
Wow. Make sure that you send me her LinkedIn profile and yours too. I don't think I have you on my LinkedIn, because my LinkedIn is blowing up right now. For the people
I'm not on LinkedIn. I don't have any social media.
That's right. I forgot. You are completely off. You are not on the grid.
I'm the weird one.
I'll tell you what. If you spell her name, to send me her name, I'll find her on LinkedIn. I'll send her a message so she knows who I am.
I will put you in contact with Shamila. You should really interview her. She's an amazing woman.
Oh my gosh. I should have had three of you or four of you on at the same time. That would have been even better.
But you won't stop after 1 hour.
Oh, no, we would go beyond that. We would be almost an hour and a half to 2 hours with all the women on. Oh, my gosh, that would be incredible. Powerful conversation there. You are an amazing woman. I have to thank Donna for, connecting us. Because Donna's like, I know she's going to be really good. And you are. You're absolutely amazing. What you have just said there has made it so, so powerful. You can change people. You can change a woman's lives just by this. And you're making everybody aware.
We all can. I mean, we all can. And it's true. I'm full-time working, and I nearly have no time for other things. But even with a very little time contribution per week or per month, you can contribute so much to society. Mm-hmm. And we're expecting so much from our governments. I think they can't do that anymore, especially in these tough times.
No, they can't.
If we don't have civil action, or if we don't have solidarity amongst us as citizens and helping each other out, we won't get out of that. I think it's so much needed that we all are aware of the needs of our communities, maybe on a communal level or on a much bigger global level. It doesn't matter. We can all change each other's world. We can make this world a better place, Marcel.
Oh, we can. All together as a society, as a world, we come together and we can help others. We have
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
It's a powerful world
that
just come together.
And if you ask people what they wish, people wish the same all over the planet. It doesn't matter if I'm Jewish, if I'm Christian, if I'm atheist or Muslim. It doesn't matter if I'm young or old or men or women. We all want to live in peace. We want our loved ones to be well and happy. We want to be safe. We all want the same. It doesn't matter who you ask on this planet.
That's
Everybody
right.
will give you, in the essence, the same answer.
That's
so
great.
Let's go for it.
Yes, let's do it. Let's all come together and become impact the world. We can impact everybody's
Absolutely.
Lives just by even
Absolutely.
Talking and people learning. Knowledge is powerful. We know that.
And encouraging. Yes. Encourage people to get active, even if it's a tiny bit of action. If we are more than 7 billion people in this world, imagine everybody would contribute just with
just
1 minute
bit.
Per month.
Right. If we all
imagine
did that's incredible. It's an incredible thought.
It changes the world.
It would change the world.
It's
and
so
it
easy.
Can. It can. If everybody just contributes
of course, everybody
just a little
can.
Bit. Be positive. And
you can always do something.
Anything.
And I tell you something, Rotary is great for that. Because
I'm
no matter
learning
what
that. I'm learning more
in Rotary,
about
you
this.
Can always contribute with what you're good in.
That's amazing. So I really encourage
everybody.
One of the men that I just interviewed just not too long ago here in Doylestown, Bucks County, he's part of the Rotary. He's been part of it for a long time. He was talking about it for a little bit on the podcast, and I thought, well, maybe I should talk to him about you because he might be able to contact some people that would really be helpful. You know, get involved with your group, especially for the woman. You know, you have this very strong woman's group, and the more people that you have,
yes, but it's nice. Powerful. Men are also getting involved,
and I'm very happy
about this because this means they know it's an issue that is important for all of us in our society. So it's beautiful to see that also African men and Hindu men, they are very much interested in menstrual health and supporting projects.
That's incredible.
Beautiful to see.
That is. Yes. Yeah, especially in today's world. I mean, it's a different time. You know, 50 years ago, you probably wouldn't have had this kind of situation. You wouldn't see men getting involved with something like this. But today,
I know, they wouldn't even talk about it.
No.
They wouldn't even kidding? Want to hear the word menstruation.
everybody just didn't talk about it. You know, it was like taboo. No, you can't talk about it.
Yeah, but this is why we have this situation today. And this is why we have to start talking about it, because we have to break this taboo. It's the most natural process of the world. None of us would be on this planet
if it were right
without women menstruating.
That's correct. You know, that's the problem. Nobody wants to talk about it. We need to have a voice heard. We need to have people talk about it. We
exactly.
need to have a podcast show about it so the world can listen to it. You know, it's going to be interesting to see who downloads this and where, who's listening. I will have to share the results with you because it will be a powerful conversation to let the world hear. And then we will make sure that it gets...
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna promote it. I will. And it'll be a YouTube. It'll
Thank
turn
you.
Into all this. It'll
you
be
do
fun.
A huge favor to all these girls and women out there. Marcus.
I think
and
I
they
will.
They so much deserve it.
I hope that this makes an impact. Even if it's just a little bit. Even if you only have... 10 people actually
that's what we're just
respond.
Saying
just a little bit right just takes
yeah.
a little bit, and then if somebody
exactly.
passes that information over to someone else in another country, you know, maybe they didn't hear about it, it's like, oh well, this is a wonderful product, a wonderful
exactly.
thing. And because of Denise in Spain, she made an impact to the world. Your group has made an impact to
and
the
Martha
world.
In the US as well.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, I, you know, one day I really can't wait to meet you. I want to come to see you where you live, not through a Zoom, not through a podcast, but actually travel with Donna. I want to go with Donna because she's offered
me. We will
me.
Travel again.
Well, she did offer me to go over the one time. She says, Martha, you can come over anytime. And I guess she rents her place out. And I was like, oh, wow. And she told me how much it was, and it's affordable. I was like, oh, that would be fantastic to get away. And so I definitely, once everything is back to somewhat like normalcy or the new normal, I will definitely have to travel, come over with her. That'd be
I
fun.
Think next year we can travel.
I hope
I
so.
I think in 2021 we will be able to travel.
I hope, yeah. Well, I
and
hope
then you will visit Ibiza. You will love the island.
Oh, I'm sure. I may
it's
not.
A beautiful place.
I may not want to leave, though. You know, I'll be like you. You left Germany. You went there. You never left. What if I leave the United States and say, what if I could just come here full time and live here? I might not want to leave. It is a beautiful place.
I love traveling, and I miss it a lot this year because I think traveling opens our mind.
It
to
does.
To talk to people from different countries, see how they live, and mm-hmm. this is the best school of life we can have.
It is.
We really
travel
should travel a lot.
Wonderful.
And we should travel with open eyes and open mind.
Yes.
This is so important. And this is why I like so much this women's group as well, because we're working with women from all countries, and it's so great to exchange our experiences and also our cultures.
Oh, absolutely.
In India, there was just there were now in the middle of November, there was a very big celebration called Diwali in India. So I had never heard about that before, but I learned it from my Indian fellows from that group. So it's nice. You learn so much from each other.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the other thing I'm going to do when travel starts back up, I am going to get one of those earpieces that translates for you right away. It actually, you have two pieces, and a lot of people wanted me to, they want me to transcribe the podcast, which I am, but you know, it would be easier if everybody could just have that device that they could listen to.
True.
They can listen to the podcast and it translates into whatever, you know, 90 languages, they have 90 different languages. So it'd be easier.
This is amazing.
It's amazing. I'm like, I need one of those when I travel to other countries. And if you need to talk, you just give them the other earpiece and you can actually have a conversation and listen to each other and talk to each other. It's a wonderful thing.
I have seen people using it on the street. It's great.
Oh, it's great. Oh, absolutely. If you go to a restaurant or you have a friend that, you know, translation is hard. So, and you don't want to have to dare copy, paste into the app. It'd be easier just to put that in your ear. So we can talk into other people's in other countries.
Yes.
Yeah, amazing. Yes. We have an amazing world today. We really do.
We do. We do. And we have great opportunities. I know this is a tough year for many people, but there are always new opportunities. And I think there's always something good happening somewhere.
Oh, there is.
We have to learn to look at the good things, although they're really tiny. I have been also... I have gone through difficult times also here in Ibiza. Not everything was fun all the time. I mean, in 2008, 2009, at the big financial crisis, I was practically bankrupt. But the world keeps on turning. You just have to continue.
Yeah, you stay positive. And, you fall down. We pick ourselves
back
up.
Go with tiny steps.
Yeah. We just have to
survive
this.
And in the end, you find you got over it.
Yeah, exactly. We will come out of it,
Exactly. And I think the most important thing, again, ask for help. Be solidary. Mm-hmm. If you see somebody needs your help, reach out. I mean, if we stick together and if we join our powers, we will get over this.
We will survive this. I mean, I know we've lost a lot of people in our lives. A lot of people are gone because of the virus. And there's a lot of people that are sick. But we need to stay positive and be strong for others that need us. Because we have to stick together and need a little bit of positivity to help somebody else. You can talk and talk them through it. You know, there's a lot of people that are going through depression right now. A lot of people through more drugs, more alcohol because of everything. So we need to be
there. I think this is going to be the biggest problem. I think this is the mental or psychologic situation of many people is going to be the biggest challenge ever.
Yes,
much more than the financial crisis that is maybe there to come, much bigger than the unemployed rates that are going up in each country. I think the mental situation of the people is just the... This is the biggest challenge that our communities have to face in the next month and maybe even years.
There's a lot of this
psychologists. And this is why I say...
Yeah, they were telling me how bad it is. They were saying how many people are looking for help, any kind of help, because people aren't used to living together for 24/7. And then you're hearing about domestic abuse and child abuse and because the kids are home, the parents are home. It's not a good situation.
Yeah.
Not at all. Yeah.
No, it's not. But I think if we have an eye on the others, see if they are fine or not, if we reach out to them, if we offer help, if we are kind to each other, I mean, now
kindness is our biggest asset right now. We need kindness. We have to.
It is.
You know, it is. Our country, our world needs it. Every country. If you are kind, it's going to make a big difference and impact on that person that is struggling or suffering. And you might not know that they're struggling or suffering. But if you're kind, the act of kindness is something everybody can do. It doesn't cost anything. It helps you and it helps
that
other
person.
It
costs you nothing.
Right. Yes. Be kind.
Be patient with people. Sometimes people are in a difficult situation. They give you an unpolite answer. All right. But then just still be kind.
Yeah.
And you can change other people's mood. You can change their mind.
With a smile and a gesture of kindness, yes. You can change that person, impact them. And then they can take that and maybe give that to someone else. And, oh, someone was kind to me and very nice. I should do the same for the next person. If it would just, you could be contagious. Kindness should be contagious. And we would be in a better situation right now. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh.
I think somehow it is contagious.
Because I hope.
If you talk to somebody who is really kind with you, you turn around to the next one and you are still kind to that next one.
That's
as
right.
Well.
I mean,
I think it is contagious.
Yeah, it is contagious. I mean, when I'm on my podcast, everybody's like, you seem happy. I said, I am happy because I'm talking to people and I know that somewhere in the world, I'm helping somebody. Because it's a positive podcast.
Of course.
We're talking about good things, helping others, no matter what. And no, even though I lost my business and so many things happened to me, I'm still positive. You have to be. I've been through bad things before and I've come out of it. And here we are again. So, and we will come out of it again. Once again, we will survive.
Absolutely. And your podcast is such a great idea. And I think people appreciate it a lot because you have so interesting topics to say and interesting people invited. So
it is.
I'm sure you will have lots of success with this.
It's been very interesting. And I've got France is going crazy over my last podcast. I looked at my downloads and everybody in France downloaded my podcast. I'm like, wait a minute. Nobody in this country.
My God. Congratulations.
I'm like, they are so excited. They're excited because of the topic. So the topic was the drones. So Aqualung Drones is a huge company who's making impact everywhere across the world. France and the United States came together and they are, oh my gosh, this business. They'll be producing, what did they say, 10,000 drones a month by the end of next year. So it's becoming a very big business. It's going to disrupt the aviation business like you have no idea. Because the way things are now, they're using drones for everything. And I am in school to be a drone pilot. I'm in the school with Aqualung Drones. And it's an incredible opportunity for people.
You are?
I am. So I will be an FAA certified drone pilot.
Great.
So not only am I doing podcasts and being in a drone pilot school, I'm working with people's social media and helping authors with their editing and their publishing and their ebooks and their audiobooks. I'm doing multiple things. And it's exciting to be.
This is so interesting. You're so creative.
So exciting to be part of this new world because there is opportunity out there. And I just became a. So I have 10,000 followers on my Instagram. So I became an affiliate marketing with Amazon. And now I just became a campaign. I believe it's called a campaign creator with Breaker. That's something new. You had to get invited to get to it because you have to have a huge following in the media and social media, and I do. So all of a sudden they invited me to become this person in Breaker. I'm like, well, what is it? So now I'm learning, like, oh, now you create campaigns and people come to you to get help. You get paid to help with their campaigns to get the musicians and new artists and podcasts. So it's like, it is a lot. It's a lot of work, and I'm transcribing all these podcasts into other languages, so it keeps me busy.
My God, you're busy too, Martha.
I am busy. I am. I need another person to help.
But I envy you somehow because you meet so many people and you learn so many different stories.
Oh, I do.
This is so interesting.
People from all over the world. I have people in Canada. I had a person that spoke about emotional intelligence. It was emotional intelligence versus IQ and what they call, what was it? It's called EQ. Or was it EX? I have to look at it again because it's something I never heard before. So I'm learning things that, wait, what is that? I had no idea that even existed. So he's a motivational, inspirational speaker. Of course, you can't travel. But this man comes on and his name is Jay Williams. He has his own company, Speaks, and it's all about this, what they call... IQ, it's emotional intelligence, the IQ, and it's called, I think it's EX. I was like, what is that? It's a combination between emotional and IQ. If you have that and you bring this into businesses and corporations, which they need people to identify and see this. So it can create a really big change in the company if you can detect emotional intelligence along with IQ. And it's just, it was fascinating. It was absolutely fascinating. So
fantastic.
So I'm meeting so many people.
How interesting.
And yourself included, you know, you have so much to offer for people out there. So you're contacting people throughout the world that can make changes in my own life along with other people that I talk to. And you pass that information
exactly.
along. You know, some people, they don't know who you are, but they will. They will after this. It's going to make a big change in people. Trust me. Trust me. Fantastic.
Great.
Well,
thank
Denise,
you.
I thank you for being on the podcast. I thank you for being here with Bucks County Bites. I hope to meet you, and I wish you tremendous success in everything you're doing.
Thank you. You're thank you so much, Martha.
You're an amazing woman. Keep it up.
Thank you. For...
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I say the same to you. I wish you all the best with your podcast and all the other projects you're running.
I wish you to be safe and healthy where you are.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Denise. Take care. Have a great evening over there in Spain. Okay.
And same to you. Thank you, Martha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Everyone, that was Denise. She was this beautiful, wonderful, inspirational woman who lives in beautiful Spain. She's a lawyer, but she's making huge amount of changes in people's lives, in women's lives, being part of the Rotary group that she talked about. And I will have all these links available in this podcast so you can contact her. And if you know anyone that needs help in any country, she's there. She can help you. She'll connect you to the right people. What an incredible, incredible woman. I am so touched by all the people that I meet through this podcast. The world is a huge, huge, just a huge place that we can be kind to each other, help each other. Kindness matters. Let kindness be contagious, because Denise was one of the kindest women. She is so kind and generous and helpful. So let's all just do this. We can just help each other. Everyone, I want you have a great day. Have a wonderful day. Have a gorgeous day. And hopefully everyone had a beautiful Thanksgiving. And we will be talking soon. This is Bucks County Bites, over and out.